bad, I'll tell you. And we'll call it out whenever valuation's off. I just have to be honest with you. I mean, that one's a fair one. I mean, I just got to say, on the and the amount of tax that you're actually gonna come in and have to pay on that particular one. I can't guarantee, but I'd almost guarantee it's gonna be a significantly amount less than what was actually on that card, because that's based off of last year's levy. We pray, we have very good, reasonable school superintendents around here, and they have rules that they gotta go by on those levies. And I hope and pray that those levies will be lower in that regard. So,
what's the next property you got?
It didn't bother me as much on the house as it did the billboards.
Okay, well, we're gonna move to the billboards here, and, move, is that, 2021-42?
That's 45, 46, and 47, actually.
45, 46, and 47.
What's 42, 43, and 44?
Which, what are those?
They're Jim's properties.
1366, state, 1366 State Highway 8.
No, this is a house.
So is that another?
I think I had that down too. But, one of them on past me on the, it'd be, forward this address on H going north. Was the only house really I could complain much about. And I think assessor here, she said it went up on kind of vinyl siding on it, which has been there for several years and got pieces off of it. And holes in it from lawnmowers are hitting.
We were talking about his other property. I didn't speak to whatever we're talking about now.
Well, okay, is 41 is the residence, but is 42 also the residence? I mean, is it divided up?
Do you have a beacon?
What is number 42 here?
We have 42, but this is all you have. He said this is one of his rental.
We have 42.
Oh, it's another plot of land next to it. No?
The rental house is roughly a mile and a half past mine on up age.
Oh, it's a rental house?
Yeah. Is it on left or the right?
It's on the right.
So BOE 42 is a rental house.
I don't remember the address.
$113,000.
I don't remember how much was on the card either.
About what?
You went from 101,139 to 112,844. So,
well, I think it's going to raise $100 some. Maybe that's just.
Yeah, it says your tax bill would be approximately 944 based on these rates.
Either that or grab that.
So you should want them to go 100% on
those
bedrooms.
I'm just saying.
I wasn't thinking about that.
Well, I think that on the billboard, what she said to happen is for whatever reason, the state increased the billboard, the rate on the billboards back in 2009, but we had never done it in this case. So that's another thing that she increased the rate on to get. Excuse me. They hadn't done it since. Like 2000, they were still using the 2002 rate. In 2009, they changed it, and we never changed it. So that's part of the reason we went up too. But that was a statewide mandate. I heard. I think you can ask her that question.
Okay. I'd had other questions from folks on those, and I don't know if she helped with those.
Well, I mean, we can give a COVID discount, so
I think because honestly.
We use the number that the assessor to take the number off. In other words, don't use the old number because there is an amount that went up based on that billboard. Anyway, we'll talk about
okay.
that. But we need to do the rental house right now. What was the rental house last year?
Last year.
We got 101,139. I can show you the card here so you don't have to guess. If I'm talking about the right one, we're on number
42.
Is this just the straight, is this just the straight index increase?
Looks like it.
So.
Okay. Gotcha. So,
yeah, I don't.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, I can look at a picture.
That one didn't go up nearly as much.
That's a mobile. Is that a mobile?
No, the one. Okay, that's on down. I forget the address. Seemed like, would it be 6 something?
That's not. That looks like a mobile. That's not mobile.
It's a double wide mobile.
That's 1366 State Highway H.
Is that on land?
Yeah, it's on land.
It's got a little corner lot there.
It's on how much?
104 acres.
Oh, that mobile was on 104 acres?
Yeah.
Okay.
It used to be the Taney Houseman place. Bought it from a house.
Okay. Just close to Houseman Creek then?
Yeah. It runs through there, yeah.
That's a small increase.
I reassessed this in 19.
She joins my other problem.
Okay, in 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you want to see what I've changed here?
We were good. I think we're fine. And I'm going to, again, on this one, sir, it's another one of those. I really, on that amount of the increase on the appraised value when your levy gets adjusted, I pray that the levy would be adjusted. I don't think you're going to see the as significant of an increase on your bill on that particular one.
Well, I didn't understand a lot of that stuff. I went through the mail.
It is very reasonable to not understand this stuff. We've been doing this a long time, and it's still, we had to wrap our heads around it and relearn it. It's not the IRS tax code by any means, but it's still not simple. I mean, these guys do it day in, day out, so it's a little bit easier. But at any rate, and I've heard it explained about 5 times, and I still don't, I mean, it still can be muddy to me. So on this one, 112,844 for what that is, I'm going to have to move that we keep the assessor's value of 112,844.
Second.
All right. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. And so 2021-43, what's it? 6659 U.S. Highway 176. Is that a billboard?
No, that's the rental. I kind of understand you there, you know, that part, we could go on to the billboards and forget the other part.
We'll just withdraw this one.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, I know.
Which number?
What about 3364 West Highway H? Is that another rental?
No, that, oh.
Yeah, that's, that narrow raised a little bit, I think, but so according to this.
So you'd withdraw that one too then?
Yeah, because you say it won't go up as much as what it shows there.
It's very, very, very likely. I've talked to a couple school superintendents, and I mean, I can't, it's not in my control. It's not even in her control on that part.
No improvements on that house, and it needs some.
We're talking about BOE 44 right now, 3364 State Highway H.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at it.
Yeah.
If we could.
There's someone to have.
Wesley, thank you. You're lightning over there.
And he's agreed to withdraw on BOE 43.
Yes.
And this is 44, so you got the contract.
Yeah, thank you.
I think so. This one was also reassessed in September of 2019 for 21. I reassessed it.
Okay. Well, any adjustments we might make do not are not directed toward you. No. I promise. No.
That's it.
So where are we at?
Where is it? Let me write the number down.
Yeah. I think it's 30
63 03. So it's almost 50% giant.
This has 157 acres with it as well. And the house.
There's the Christian County line right here is where the property is.
Distance is about 3 miles north of Highway 160, probably, maybe four at the most.
And there's 100 and what acres?
157.
Is that down in a hill, in a valley
line? Oh, that's on. Is that on Swan?
No, it's up on the hill.
It's up on the hill.
Yeah,
the house is
where the tire used to be.
Huh?
It's back this side. It joins that piece of property.
Is it where it joined your old? Do you still have that property on Swan?
This here is
no, I don't have it on Swan.
That's
my son used to.
Okay.
He sold
that. Okay. I went down there a bunch of times. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I shut the gate every time, I promise. Yeah. I didn't let the cattle out.
Anyway, this piece of property joins what used to be Herman Rosner.
Okay.
Part of the old Meyer place and the Morton place, they called them when I bought them.
On this one too, just because if it was the house we were just looking at on 2 acres, I'd be all over, adjusting this back. Hopefully the assessor's not listening to me, but I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. Land right now is pretty decent. And, I'd had to agree that even though there was a jump, there was a physical inspection on this, right?
Yes, I was there September of 2019.
Okay, and that's what this increase is based on was, yeah, so they were out there. I don't really think there's anything we can do on this one. So, I'm going to move that we keep the value as the assessor has it on this one for 44.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Now we want.
Say that motion again.
We're gonna keep it as the 93,265. I will start giving numbers. Sorry, Wesley. We want to look at your billboard, sir.
Were you able to glean anything from what he was able to provide you?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so David was bringing me up speed. You said there was an increase that was supposed to happen in 2009 from what the original billboard.
Yeah, correct. This is the front. Can I come up and
yeah,
show you?
Yeah, absolutely, please.
And
thank you.
Explain to Mr. Berry. This kind of works like the low-income housing, actually. The state sends us out. We are given a worksheet to fill out, and we are given examples. And so they're told based on what it's built with. It's pretty much it is what it is, from what I understand. There's not much room for us to make up our own feelings on it. It's pretty scientific what they've got it down to.
Well, on a are you saying that the figure here that you have comes from this calculation?
They give the calculations and the numbers and everything. I mean, like I said, we don't even make up our own numbers. We just go with what it says.
Is there a difference?
Those were assessed in 20 by Keith and Mike.
And the number that we have was based on the assessment in 20? Okay.